speaking of solving something, how about income tax fraud? Well, our good friend Howard Schwartz and the executive communications director for the Better Business Bureau is with us once a month. And again, something else, didn't realize that there was so much of this, Dan, so here we go again.
Well, he's in the Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, and Howard, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Pleasure to be here as usual.
Well, what's going on, what people should be being cognizant of as they get their income taxes prepared?
We've seen over the past few years an incredible growth in the number of people who are going, they're filing their tax returns with the Internal Revenue Service, and they receive a contact back, usually by USPS mail, mail service, telling them your return was already submitted, and we sent your refund back. And these people scratch their heads, and in fact, they've become the victims of identity theft, but they've also become the victim of income tax fraud. And at this particular time of year, some folks have all their paperwork. If you do, get it in as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, not all of us get our paperwork in right away. And there are some compelling reasons to do so. And just to understand, let's explain how this works. Information about us come from some of the notable data breaches we've seen, one with an insurance company which yielded the criminals everything that they need to impersonate us. Our social security numbers, our date of birth, where we live, telephone numbers, the whole deal. And in some cases, I suspect that identity information criminals will sit on this information for a bit of time, waiting for tax time to arrive, because they've made a cottage industry out of this. Pardon me. There are some fellows who are putting out 20 fake income tax returns a day, and they were getting dozens of refund checks sent to the same address.
You're kidding.
And people were saying, well, how can this happen? Where are the checks and balances? Well, the IRS and state tax collectors have moved on this, and they understand now exactly what's going on in terms of this. So the unfortunate part is that the IRS at this point and law enforcement at this point is trying to catch the perpetrators, but the Internal Revenue Service has had to change some of its internal workings, and it makes sense. So that, for example, if more than one, one or two, or whatever is appropriate for a household, if too many refund checks arrive, well, yeah, that sure as heck is a red flag, and that's the type of thing that they want to be made aware of. So
let me just interrupt you for a minute, Howard.
Yeah.
Now these checks that are sent, okay, and they send the checks, but the information they get is phony or stolen. How can they correct that? How are they correcting it? Do you know?
Oh, the criminals?
Yeah.
Yeah, what they do is, for example, if they have Joe Smith's information, what they'll do is they'll go and they'll buy a couple of blank W-2s at a stationery store with the information that they have that they've stolen or obtained on you. They'll fill out the income tax return like that, with one notable exception. They'll change the address so that the check does get sent to somewhere else, diverted. Whether or not they hop around from one address to another after a certain amount of time, we don't really know that. But one of the things that is frightening is the Internal Revenue Service is telling us that now tax professionals, preparers, are increasingly the targets of cyber criminals who are seeking access to client data.
Oh, boy.
You know what's amazing, though, Howard? I know a friend of mine who made a $100 error on his income tax, and the IRS caught him, and, you know, he admitted that he made the error, but they caught him making that error, plus he had to pay the interest. How are these scammers getting away with stuff like this?
I wish I had an answer for that. Either they've got good accountants, or else they're just claiming they had a very low income. And actually, one of the spinoff problems from this is the actual taxpayer is told, well, you didn't declare your regular job. We find W-2s from another company, and you should have those too. So you get stuck in the middle and accused of not paying your taxes in full. But make no mistake, the IRS and the other tax collectors are aware of this going on. And I think what's interesting about it is that we're still using our Social Security numbers as a means of identification. And
that's
until such time as that's given up, we're going to continue to have these problems. And I think it's telling that when you become the victim of income tax fraud, the IRS will issue a special number, several digits long. Maybe that's the idea for the future with other departments, because Social Security numbers were never made for filing purposes. And I think that's what's getting us into a lot of this, a lot of the problems with identity theft. So we do have a few tips for the folks. Obviously, file early as possible if you've got your paperwork. File your return online. It's called e-file, and it's fast. Check your refund check, rather, will arrive in a couple of weeks. You can also opt for direct deposit, and I do both. And this is another way to prevent the interception or theft of your information. So between e-filing and direct deposit, you're not really leaving a paper trail at home or in the hands of other people. Treat your personal information like cash. IRS, Better Business Bureau recommend you don't routinely carry your Social Security card or any documents with it. Be very careful about oversharing information on social media. That's becoming more and more of a gift to criminals. Information like past addresses, or that you have a new car, a new home, or your children. Keep your computer clean, whether or not you intend to file e-file or not, because that's another way people get your information, but especially if you're doing your taxes online. So install and update and put in antivirus software and clean out your computer before you start. And select your preparer with care. And you heard what we were discussing about a few months ago. Preparers are becoming targets now. So references are handy, but we urge consumers to check with Better Business Bureau to see whether or not the preparer they've got has any complaints against him or her. Or they can choose one from our accredited business directory. But the last piece of information is don't leave your income tax return in a roadside mailbox if it's outgoing. Much safer to use a U.S. Postal Service box.
You go to the post office.
Yeah.
Well, I e-file, but, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Howard. And, you know, we worry about hacking today. So what really is safe?
Probably to go back 300 years. But
well, we didn't have an income tax.
How long, though? How long ago, Howard, how long ago did this really get going? I mean, here you are doing a feature for us this year. How long ago did this get going?
Well, I've been at Better Business Bureau for 9 years, and I think I started doing news releases and warnings on this about 3 years ago. Around the same time as we started getting that huge uptick in the number of fake IRS imposter calls saying
yes.
You owe money.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So just, folks, be careful. You can find this sort of information on our website. And, you know, if you want an aunt or an uncle or a friend to do your taxes, that's fine. But everyone along the line should be made aware of some of the problems that can pop up. And all we do is we ask folks to be careful, to understand what's going on, and to share this information with friends and family and colleagues and neighbors.
What is your email?
It is Brad Davis at... Oh, are you serious about my email address?
I think he meant your website.
That's what I'm talking about, the website.
Oh, okay, because I was ready to give out your home phone number.
He's not going to give that out either.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's bbb.org/CT, or you can always call us at 860-740-4500.
Howard, has there been any conversation, I know there's tax IDs out there, but any conversation whereby we wouldn't have to use our Social Security number as an ID on our returns?
I've been looking for that, Dan, and so far I have not found it, and that's why I'm hoping that is a direction we're going to go. But as I say, if you're a victim, you get one. Unfortunately, you have to wait that long. So that's something I will be keeping a watch on, and as soon as I see any kind of sign of that or any discussion of changing the system, you folks will be among the first to know.
You know, again, too, they're asking, you know, you use your last four numbers. Sometimes, too. The last four numbers of your Social Security, you do.
But I mean, when you're preparing your income tax, you got to put your entire Social Security number.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
But there are other ways, too, that people can get a hold of some of your information.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why we've got to follow basic information protection systems. For example, these individual preparers, the government's saying, tighten up your client data protocols. And for the rest of us, unfortunately, we're going to have to just wait until something comes out. It's a tough situation. It's not a good one, and it's giving us more stress in an area and at a time of year where I can't think of anything more stressful than coming up on tax time for some folks.
And by the way, people, again, should ignore anybody who says they're from the IRS if they get an email or if they get a phone call. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. The Internal Revenue Service, there is no government department or financial institution that will ever call you or email you asking for personal information. So you can just delete those. They'll always get in touch with you by mail. And by the way, if folks ask for the last four digits of your social, and it's not someone who's entitled to it, like a bank or an employer or something, the last four I give is my zip code. I wouldn't call it, it's not cheating or lying. They want four numbers for authentication purposes.
Oh, okay.
That's a good tip.
I never thought of that.
Write that down.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's not for purposes of fraud, but right. If it's for identification, I don't want them filing under my social. I'm funny like that.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I learned something new. Just take the last four digits of your zip code.
Yep.
What
works.
A great idea.
Wow.
Huh. Hey, thanks a million, Howard.
Always a pleasure. Nice to speak to you, gentlemen, and stay warm today.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
And drive safely.